Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Howdy ho, Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's great to have you back in the saddle. Tuesday, September 2nd, short work week, four-day work week. Woohoo! Weekend went too fast, though, at the holidays. A Tuesday feels like a Monday. Just playing off yesterday's show about the regular Joe. Oh, God, I just love taking shots at the negative know-it-alls going nowhere. Just the average people, man. Just the average people going with the flow. Dead fish, go with the flow. You're not a dead fish. Are you? Are you a dead fish going with the flow? Hey, before we go any further, my name's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Having a great time, man. September's here. It's the last quarter. We're kicking it off. The last quarter of 2014. What have you done this year? Did you make your New Year's resolution? January 1st. Going to get healthier. Going to eat right. Going to run a lot. Going to go to the gym. Going to find a new job. Start a business. Start a movement. Follow my passion. None of it worked. 95% of New Year's resolutions are gone by January 15th. January freaking 15th. 2 weeks. Are you kidding me? That's crazy, man. I mean, I've had headaches last longer than people's New Year's resolutions. It's just crazy. So here we are, the last quarter of 2014. We're kicking it off, and I hope you got some really cool momentum, because you know what? A lot of your 2015, how that's going to start, is going to be a result of what you're doing right now. Right now, the last few months, September, October, November, December, these last 4 months, these last 120 days are going to catapult you into 2015. Don't believe me? Think about where you were last year at this time. What were you doing September of 2013? 2000. Hey, let me tell you something, too. I got both hands in the air, guilty as charged. I do some of the same stupid things at the end of every year. I can think right now. First thing that always comes to my mind, taxes. Absolutely, positively terrible at filing. I've got a virtual accountant who I absolutely love. Krista, if you are listening, Krista from Peak Virtual Accounting, I love you and all you do to keep me straight. I am her biggest headache. She absolutely dreads having to have conversations with me. I'm sure when she sees my phone number come up, she takes about 4 Advil before she answers a phone and maybe even chase him down with a shot of Jack. That's how much I guarantee she hates talking to me. Why? Because my kryptonite is the whole organization thing. I've said it 1,000 times. I'm ready, fire, aim. I sell the sizzle, not the steak. I'm jumping up and down. We'll figure it out later. I was always that way in sales. I was always selling, and we'll figure out the dot in the I's and crossing the T's later. That's my personality. And you know what? A couple things. I embrace it. I don't run from it. I don't really even try to change it. And I surround myself with people way smarter than I am that know how to get all that stuff together. When I was in sales, I love sales. You know what I love most about sales? If you've never been in sales, you really should be. I don't care if it's radio, TV, advertising, any print media, or just selling widgets, man. Selling nuts and bolts to hardware stores. Whatever it is, there is nothing, and I don't even, professionally speaking, there's nothing like the sales high. That's why I'm the biz op hopper, the shiny object chaser. I get bored. I just get so freaking bored. I could be in the best home business, MLM, whatever. I'm bored out of my mind after about 2 months, and that's okay. I know that. Doesn't mean I quit it. You know what I do? I build it up. I get it going. I put it on autopilot. I'll probably move on to another one or not. It just depends how it hits me. But that's my DNA. I know that. I embrace it. I don't try to run from what it is. I mean, we spend our entire life, right, searching for the right one. I want to find Mr. Right, I want to find the girl of my dreams. And then when I find the girl of my dreams, I'm going to do everything in my power to try to change her. Because the person I fell in love with isn't good enough. I want her to always give me those butterfly feelings. My wife and I laugh like nonstop about this. We're going on, well, what is it? 2014, we met in 1996, went to Mission Impossible. A perfect metaphor for our marriage. We went to Mission Impossible June 2nd of 1996. How'd I know the date? Because you remember the one you meet and you figure, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this person. We were engaged after 3 months. Moved to High Point, North Carolina. Took a management job. Hated every minute of it. Actually, I loved a lot of that, but I hated the pay. I was making $40,000. $40,000 annually. $40,000 to manage just a bunch of, I don't even know, man. I'm sure these guys were nice. I mean, I got in that office at that point in time, and they had been managed by an elderly lady. This is sales, okay? This is outside sales. On her way out of the business, they just ran roughshod over. Here I come in, 28-year-old, you know, going to change the world, and they hated every second of being around me. I had all these great ideas. South, they're a little bit more slow in the South. I don't mean slower, so don't send me any emails and tweets, by the way, at Sam Crowley on Twitter, telling me I'm taking shots at the South. They just move at a slower pace. At least back in 1996, they did. I was coming down from Buffalo, New York. Hey, how's it going, Sam Crowley, district sales manager? We're going to ride a road. I got some new taxes. Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, dude, y'all just settle down now. Okay? Y'all just settle down. But I was going to change all these guys. And you know what happened? I didn't change one of them. And they didn't change me. It was the immovable object against the irresistible force, you know? And I learned a big, big lesson like that. I didn't fall on my face. We did well. You know, we hit our sales quota, but it was agonizing. I was trying to go down there and change guys. That was all guys at the time. I was managing like 6 or 7 guys on the road, you know, road sales crew. And they had their own way, and they've been doing it for 10, 15 years. And here I come down there, the young whippersnapper, and they tested me and tested me from day one, and I wasn't budging. And I challenged them, and they weren't budging. I left High Point, but I didn't leave the job because I didn't feel like I could succeed. I just didn't want to make 40 grand a year being away from my fiance at the time, Angela, and, you know, not being able to really enjoy. So I went back into sales, moved back to Buffalo. 5 months later, got relocated to Cincinnati, and the rest is history, man. That's where I spent the rest of, you know, pretty much the rest of my adult life in Cincinnati, Ohio. I was still here. We have 3 kids now, and it's pretty wild how you try to change other people. They don't change. They try to change you. You don't change. So what do? Well, you surround yourself with people that are going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Back in the day, nobody told me what I needed to hear. And if they did, I wasn't listening. I just wasn't ready at the time. Maybe that's another part of it, too. You're just, when you're ready to make that move, you're ready to make the move. If you're a leader right now and you're running a business, you're running a team, maybe you're in network marketing, MLM, maybe you run your own brick and mortar store, a restaurant, a florist, a law firm, a mortgage company, whatever it is, and you want to create a really great movement, you got to know people and you got to know their roles, and they need to be comfortable in the role that they're in. Now, comfortable kills. You know that. I know that. But let me tell you something else. Getting uncomfortable is only for leaders, man. It is only for, not everybody can get uncomfortable. And I used to want everybody I wanted to be uncomfortable. I wanted to shake them up. I used to come in when I see what was used on me, I thought would be great for everybody. Prior to even getting started and going to High Point and the 7 years before that, I spent in sales, both telephone and outside sales. I was in a telephone sales stockbroker. I was a stockbroker. You believe that? Age 20 years old, I passed the Series 7 exam and the Series 63 exam to sell investment securities. And I still think they got my test wrong. I mean, I studied my ass off, though. 30 straight days listening to my Sony Walkman. If you don't know what a Walkman is, then you were definitely born after 1975. But I was listening to tapes in my Sony Walkman and studying and listening to manuals every day and every night because I wanted it, man. I wanted it. And I can honestly say there's been very few, I've almost said never. 2 words you should not say, never and always, okay? Because you'll be wrong at some point. But very rarely did I go after something with just such reckless abandon, like just so focused, and I didn't get it. Whether it was a girl, whether it was a job, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, whatever it is, every day is Saturday. I knew eventually I would get there. And when I say get there, I mean just launch a website, everydaysaturday.com, and start speaking. And you got to have that same type of just tenacity, but not everybody does, and that's okay. People need to know their roles in life, okay? I'm not a very good administrator, okay? Rules are my kryptonite. I don't like rules. I get bored extremely easily. If somebody tells me, I say this all the time, but I'm telling you this is my genetic makeup, and don't ever try to change me because it's not going to work. If somebody were to tell me, you must go down there and take a left because if you go right, you're going to fall off a cliff. I'm going right, man. I'll take my chances. I don't want your rules. Other people, they need rules. They want rules. I know this because I manage these people in my business, and that's perfectly okay. These are great people. These are great people. They pay their taxes. They raise families. They give to charities. All they want is they want structure. They want rules. They want to be a part of the team, but they don't want to lead the team. They're just a little bit insecure about leading people, giving orders, giving direction, creating a vision and implementing that. They're not comfortable with sitting in the front seat of the roller coaster, and that's okay. They can be a part of the team. Stop trying to change them. You know, as you're building your own team, your business, your movement, your brand, maybe it's just you right now and you're trying to think, I need somebody else. So think of the roles. Put an hierarchy together. Put an organizational chart together. It doesn't matter if it's you and two other people, okay, that start this movement. And it doesn't mean you need to go form an LLC and have a company and a CEO and a vice president. How about a mastermind team? How about putting an organizational chart together for a mastermind team that starts with you with the vision and somebody else with the structure? And they could be completely doing their own thing. They don't need to even be involved in your business at all. But if they're involved in your mastermind team, what do they bring to the team? Do they bring organization, administrative skills? Maybe they bring the vision. Maybe they bring the excitement, the momentum, the inspiration. Maybe they bring some sort of social media expertise or webmaster, HTML code. There's a million different talents that everybody has out there. Yesterday we talked about the average Joe, the regular Joe, and it spurned from an email that I got from an individual saying, hey, not everybody can be, we're talking about, it'd be a good time for a plug, Doobly Network. Doobly's awesome. It is a fantastic, it's only about a 20% business opportunity with an MLM flavor to it. I'll tease it a little bit in that respect because it's freaking incredible. It's got a cash back system to it. It's amazing. Go to everydaysaturday.com/Doobly, D-U-B-L-I. Check out the webinar Christian Hennecke and I did a couple of weeks ago. It's going to knock your socks off. And then just go to joindn, as in Doobly Network, joindn.com. Get started on our team. Doobly Network! It's where all the cool people are hanging out. But the email I got yesterday was a result of that, talking about that. In an email, a gentleman replied back and said, hey, not everybody can be you and Christian. We're some people just regular Joes. And I said, you know, that's your choice. It's your choice to be a regular Joe, meaning some people are just average and that, well, that's your choice. You don't need to quit your job, okay? I wouldn't have a job because I'm psychologically unemployable, okay? Rules are my kryptonite. That's just me. I know that. I embrace it now. It's taken me forever to be comfortable with that guy, though. You know what I'm talking about? Like, for so long in our lives, all we want to do is fit in. It kills me when my daughters go to school because all they're wanting to do is fit in, from their hair to their clothes to my 13-year-old now with the makeup. Not a lot of makeup, trust me. She's not walking out of this house looking like Kim Kardashian by any stretch. We got rules on that one. When you're 18 years old, use all the makeup you want, honey. But when you're living in daddy's house, and I can't believe, God, I sound so old. Are you at that point now? You sounding like your parents? I'll give you something to cry about. I love that one back when they were like five. I'll give you something to cry about. It's like, oh my God. Sounding like my mom now. Under my roof. While you're under my roof. That's the other one now that I sound like I'm 100 years old, but I just got to say it. While you're under my roof, Madeline, you're not leaving the house looking like Kim Kardashian. Okay, so lose 90% of the makeup that's in your bag. Put a little bit on. Mom polices that because I don't even know what the hell makeup is or what it's used for. But I know one thing. When I see it, I know it's too much. Okay, so stay young, girlfriend. But people need rules. They need to know their roles in life. They want to know their roles in life. You don't need to quit the job. Stay with the job, but don't stay average. Does that make sense? Stay in the job, but be great. Stay in a job and add an incredible amount of value so your boss can't help but notice you one way or another, good or bad. Maybe the boss is calling you in a couple months and saying, hey, you're not a good fit for this team because you're not following the rules. You know what? That's a hell of a compliment right there. If you're not doing anything unethical, God, I used to have good old Bobby boy. When I quit the job at the JOB back in 2005, went broke and went back, I had to work for a guy who I just literally hired before I quit as a first-level manager. Now I was coming back as a sales rep, $40,000 salary, by the way. But I made that in 1 month as a bonus 9 months later. Think about that. I made 40, actually it was 60, but that's just too much money. Nobody can relate to that. But I doubled my salary in 4 weeks, meaning I made more in a month than I made an entire year because I crushed the freaking bonus that year. And I got paid in June of 2006, just a stupid amount of money. And the guy, Bobby, couldn't believe I was crushing the numbers so much. And I call him Bobby. It would kill him because my name's Bob. I'm like, okay, Bobby. So Bobby boy was going in on the weekends, literally like something out of Watergate, all right? And he would go into the file cabinets back in clerical where all the sales contracts were. Sales reps would go out on a call, and we would get a signature from the customer selling them whatever advertising we sold them, bring it back, process the paperwork, and then the clerical people in the back of the house would go through and, you know, they rubber stamp and file and copies and this and that, and that's where all that just, oh my God, if I spent 10 minutes back there, I would absolutely pass out. That's how bad it was. Just, that's my kryptonite, all right? Rules, paperwork, all that stuff. You kind of getting a feel for, you know, what my life is like now. Ready, man, sell it and figure it out later. So nobody could believe I was having the success I was having because I didn't have any existing relationships with any of these clients. I didn't have what we called continuity. You know, if you had continuity, that it was more, it's like, it makes sense. I mean, customers aren't going to cut their advertising or stiff you on an appointment if they know you. It just makes sense, right? So I didn't have any continuity with any customers. I had no existing clients, yet I was crushing everybody, writing 300% of sales objective, and I won what's called, I was the top sales rep of the campaign, put it that way. So my own manager, okay, the guy that I'm making look like a rock star, who couldn't spell cat if you gave him the C and the A, the most paranoid human being on the planet, is coming in on a Sunday with a friggin' flashlight, going into the clerical department of our sales department, looking at all of my contracts, looking to find me doing something unethical. How did I know that? Because somebody caught him. It wasn't me, because I wouldn't be anywhere near the office on a weekend anymore, because I was in sales. I wasn't in management. Didn't have to be. Hey, who's coming in on Saturdays to work? Not me. You want me to bring you a donut? No. Unless you're going to bring it to my house. Well, no, we're taking count for donuts and bagels. Who's coming in on Saturday? Bagels and donuts. I was like, oh, hey, I raised my hand. Yeah, Sam, you bring it to my house. No, it's for the office. Oh, yeah, no, it's not me then. Okay. Anyway, where were you? So old Bobby would go in on a Sunday and have the old flashlight looking through yours truly sales contracts to find anything wrong. Obviously, he didn't. Killed him. But think about how stupid that is. Think about the moron you got to be. Here's your own sales manager. Imagine you're in sales, and your own freaking sales manager is going into the office to try to catch you doing something wrong. It's the complete opposite of what Dr. John Maxwell would teach, or Ken Blanchard, if you've never read, The 1 Minute Manager. It's a good book. You know, anybody that's been in management, you got to read it. Hey, I've got a great series of books for you. The 1 Minute Manager, Who Moved My Cheese? Don't get me started on Who Moved My Cheese. If you've never Google Who Moved My Cheese, Sam Crowley, or search for it on my, I did a podcast a few months ago. Search for it on the site at everydaysaturday.com/podcast. Had to have been March or April when I did the Who Moved My Cheese. Hilarious. I won't even say anymore. Two old ladies came in and gave a presentation on a book, literally read us a book the last day of our sales campaign. I don't know what brainiac sales manager had that idea, but it was like Madge and Mabel coming in to read us a book, story time in preschool, where we might as well, damn near should have just sit around Indian style eating graham crackers with our blankets. I couldn't believe it. At 35 years old, having somebody read me a book was not cool. So Bobby boy was trying to catch me doing something wrong, and he never did. But think about that. I mean, I'm the guy I'm feeding his family, man, with my sales results because he gets an override on my bonuses. The bottom line, let me tell you something. Every one of these stories I tell you is true. I should do a podcast, like a cubicle podcast, just stories from the cubicle hell, and just share them every day, like a 3-minute story. I could fill them all up. I mean, but nobody would believe them. No, I would love to hear your stories, man. Hit me an email, Sam, at Every Day is Saturday, or hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. I want to hear your stories, like this, the worst boss, dumbest thing ever, worst cubicle mate, whatever's going on. Even if you're in the cubicle right now, like I talked about the story about, you know, the lady microwaving her mac and cheese and her dinner from the previous night, the four-day-old lasagna, and having to smell that. I mean, damn near had to wear a gas mask just to sit at my desk during lunch hour because all of a sudden everybody goes to the lunchroom, nukes something they found in the fridge behind the milk, brings it in. It's like, yeah, it's going to smell good. I got a good idea. Why don't I go nuke like last Thursday's dinner and bring it in and eat it at my cubicle? I'm sure that won't smell bad at all. Ay, ay, ay. Don't be average. Don't be like everybody else. Don't nuke your dinner from 4 days ago and bring it into the cubicle and eat it. Nobody wants to smell that crap. All right. And why are you eating that, by the way? Also, I don't get that. Pack a fresh lunch, you know? Fresh. That's the theme of today's podcast. Fresh. And don't be average. Average smells worse than that four-day-old dinner that you're nuking for lunch. Oh, everything about being average sucks. You know what I mean? Go out and be great. Stop trying to change people. Know their roles. They want to embrace. They want to be the pencil, paper pushing, pencil in the pocket protector person. Embrace that. Find their strength. Use it. Build a great organization. Build a great mastermind. Build a great movement. Make every day Saturday. Can we just agree on that for today? And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.